Good. 33 p.m., March 27th, 2024. I'm Randy Christman, Chair of the Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert, and Commissioner Julie Fedorchek will be in briefly here. This is an informal hearing on an application from IM Telecom for ETC status. It is our case number PU-23-365. And I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, then before I have everybody introduce themselves into the recording for the record, I do want to emphasize that this is an informal hearing, so it involves only undisputed information. If anything comes up that is, any details come up that are under dispute, we will have to cease this informal hearing and schedule a formal hearing where we can do that. With that, if everyone would go around the room and introduce yourselves for the recording, I would appreciate it.
Brian Johnson, PSC staff.
Victor Shook, PSC staff.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Lance Steinhardt, attorney for IM Telecom LLC, DBA Infinity Mobile. And I also have a witness or presenter for the company, Ryan Moxham.
How do you spell Ryan's last name?
M-O-X-O-M.
And do you have a camera? If you're using a camera, we're not seeing you.
My camera doesn't appear to be working. I can't get it to. I see Ryan. I see the commission. I don't see myself. I'm not sure what's going on with my camera.
Maybe the...
I don't see.
Okay, I'm not going to say that.
Can you see Ryan?
Yes. Good afternoon, Ryan.
I apologize. We've been having some network issues, so I don't know what's going on.
Are they affecting your telecom service?
No, it's something to do with our firewall, so it's been some issues with internet.
Okay, just wondering.
Our phones work.
That's a relief. Well, we start these informals off with the company. So Lance or Ryan, if you want to just take it away. But also, before you do, could each of you, and if you said it, I didn't write fast enough, what is your position or what are you going to be talking about specifically?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan's is an authorized representative for the company, and he's got a opening statement to make, just to describe the petition and what we're asking for and some other information that hopefully will be of use to the commissioners.
And Lance, your legal counsel?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a lawyer for IM Telecom, correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Go ahead, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Can you guys hear me okay? I didn't get a chance to.
Yes.
Can you guys hear my audio?
Yes, you're coming through pretty
well. I can hear you.
Awesome. I'll go ahead with my statement. Do I need to get sworn in or anything, or we can go ahead?
Nope. This is an informal, so you can just go right ahead.
All right. Good morning, commissioners and staff. My name is Ryan Moxham, and I am an authorized representative of IM Telecom LLC, doing business as Infinity Mobile. My telecommunications experience includes various compliance and operations roles at the Universal Service Administrative Company, Verizon, Stand Up Wireless, AT&T, and Access Telecom, working with the Lifeline and ACP programs at each company. I would like to present Infinity Mobile's application for designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier in North Dakota pursuant to Section 214(e)(2) of the Communications Act of 1934. As amended, sections 54-101 through 54-207 of the rules of the Federal Communications Commission and the rules and regulations of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, including North Dakota Administrative Code 6909-05-12. Infinity seeks ETC designation solely to provide lifeline service to qualifying North Dakota consumers. It will not seek access to funds from the Federal Universal Service Fund for the purpose of participating in the Link Up program or the High Cost program. As demonstrated in the application and the exhibits here thereto, Infinity meets all the statutory and regulatory requirements for designation as an ETC in the state of North Dakota, including the requirements outlined in the FCC's Lifeline and Link Up reform orders. We believe that the grant of Infinity's request, therefore, would clearly advance the public interest. Infinity is an Oklahoma. Someone trying to speak? Infinity is an Oklahoma limited liability company with its principal office located in Plano, Texas. Infinity is a subsidiary of Conatel Inc., a Delaware corporation, which acquired Infinity on January 31st, 2019, and received all required approvals from the FCC and state commissions. Financial support for Infinity's continued operations will be enhanced pursuant to the terms of an agreement by and among Infinity, Conatel Inc., a Delaware corporation, and XS Telecom, a Nevada corporation, under which the buyer will purchase 100% of the issued and outstanding membership ownerships interests of Infinity. In step one of the transaction, XS is acquiring 49% of the membership ownership interest of Infinity. Step two of the transaction is the purchase of the remaining 51% of the membership ownership interests of Infinity upon attaining any required regulatory approvals for the transaction. XS is one of the largest providers of wireless services under the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP. Infinity is a provider of commercial mobile radio service and provides prepaid wireless telecommunications services to consumers by using the underlying wireless networks of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Infinity has been designated as a lifeline-only wireless ETC in California, Colorado, Georgia, Kentucky, Maryland, Missouri, Nevada, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, and has petitions pending in over 20 additional jurisdictions. Infinity is also authorized by the FCC and USAC to participate in the ACP throughout the United States, including North Dakota, and currently has approximately 1,400 customers in the state of North Dakota. Infinity requests ETC designation that is statewide in scope to allow the company to provide lifeline service wherever its underlying carriers have wireless coverage, and subject to the existence of its underlying carrier's facilities and corresponding coverage, including as it may change going forward. Current coverage maps are attached to the application. Infinity also demonstrated it has the managerial, technical, and financial capability to provide all of the requested lifeline services supported by the Universal Service Program, as detailed in federal and state rules and regulations 47 CFR 54202A4 throughout the state of North Dakota. Infinity intends to be a leader in the prepaid marketplace by offering consumers exceptional value and competitive amounts of voice and broadband usage. Infinity commits that its lifeline-supported voice services will meet or exceed the minimum service standards set forth in 47 CFR 54408, including as such standards are updated going forward. Infinity's lifeline-supported broadband services will also meet the minimum service standards set forth in 47 CFR 54408 for mobile broadband internet access services, including for service speed and data usage allowance, as such standards are updated going forward. The FCC has taken steps to further curb waste, fraud, and abuse in the Lifeline program by establishing the National Verifier, which transfers the responsibility of eligibility determination away from Lifeline providers. Infinity will rely on the National Verifier to determine initial and ongoing eligibility of North Dakota Lifeline subscribers. In addition, Infinity hereby asserts its willingness and ability to comply with all the rules and regulations that the Commission may lawfully impose upon the company's provision of service contemplated by this application. In summary, as set forth in the application and as I have outlined today, designation of Infinity as an ETC in North Dakota is clearly in the public interest, and Infinity respectfully requests that the commission promptly designate Infinity as an ETC in North Dakota for the purpose of participating in the Lifeline program. Thank you for your time and consideration, and Infinity looks forward to providing service to low-income consumers in the state of North Dakota. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Our communications specialist has something that he wanted to say or ask.
Yeah, just a real quick question. Could you, if you guys are not actively talking, just have yourself muted, because we're getting a little bit of feedback, I believe, from Lance's speakers. So thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, portfolio holder.
So I couldn't write fast enough to keep up with you, Lance, but toward the beginning, you were talking about XS company, and I don't know if that's two letters or like something is in excess of something else, or what was that that you were saying, that company?
Yeah, XS Telecom. So it's the full word XS, E-X-C-E-S-S, is the name of the is the company in the transaction.
Well, I mean, you had a pretty long application, and I made some notes, and now I haven't poured through all this. So I'm not saying it's not in here, but what I had down is that Infinity is a subsidiary of Conatel Inc. I'm not sure where XS is coming in.
Yeah, if I could interject here for a minute, when the application was filed, Infinity was a wholly owned subsidiary of Conatel. At the end of January, early February, they entered into a transaction with XS Telecom, under which XS Telecom will be acquiring the company. They did purchase 49%, and the other 51% will be transferred following approval of the revised compliance plan filed with the FCC.
Okay, I remember the discussion about the purchase. I just didn't catch what the details of that. So thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome.
On page 14 of the application, you said the service reps are located in Altamore, Alabama. Is that still the case, or was that under Conatel?
That's still the case, to my knowledge, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't have any information.
They haven't moved customer service anywhere.
And so, is that a good model for us to have our customers relying on, that have to contact someone all the way across the country if they have a problem or something, as opposed to, have you considered having at least a normal business hours operation within the state and someone to take calls?
I think with the XS Telecom transaction, right, we have a more expansive customer service hours. Is that kind of what you're referring to on the business hours?
Well, both the hours and location, especially if someone doesn't have access to a lot of help, you know, if they're rural and they can't go next door or something, and they're struggling, their phone isn't working. I don't know, what do they do about it? If they're having a problem with their phone, they can't very well call Alabama, and they can't be expected to drive down there, as opposed to our traditional Lex, where they have offices located where you could go and visit and actually sit down with a person and discuss the issues you're having.
Yeah, we you know, I see the point in the question. You know, we do not have traditional retail stores, and our support channels, you know, like you said, if a customer is having issues with their device that presents a challenge to using, you know, the device is connecting them to the internet. So with our phone, online, email, various online channels, you know, we have a lot of different channels available, but you know, a lot of them require some sort of connection to get to.
I think you said what I wanted to hear on a different topic earlier, but because we're getting so many of these, and everybody emphasizes that they use the national verifier. Some of them emphasize that they require recertification through the national verifier every 12 months. Or I don't know if any of them have a different time frame than that. That seems to be a common one. And you said you require recertification. Is that how it works with your customers?
So the recertification is a requirement of the FCC through the Lifeline program. And so, you know, it's not our requirement, but we're here to assist and provide customers with information about the various different ways and methods and types of information that the types of action that the customer has to take to keep their ongoing certification current.
And that's every 12 months. Is that what the FEC requires?
That is my understanding. Lance could probably confirm the technical timeline on that, but is that it once a year process from Lifeline, yes, based on the customer's initiation date? And there's various methods the customer gets recertified, whether there's, I know that USAC and FCC has database connections where some customers don't need to take any action, but some customers may be asked by the FCC and USAC to provide documents or sign additional certifications.
Do you have any information on, like, statistics for North Dakota of people who do not have Lifeline service?
I don't have the exact North Dakota specific statistics. I am familiar with kind of the Lifeline eligibility. You know, what percentage of households, what percentage of the population might be eligible for Lifeline, but I do not have the North Dakota specific eligibility figures in front of me.
I think I have that information available, if you can give me a second to pull it.
In the meantime, do you know how many Lifeline carriers are already certified in North Dakota with ETC certification?
I would guess around 10 or 12 would be my guess.
So then,
no, we have 5 or 6 clients in North Dakota.
So, do you have your application in front of you? It was filed with us in December.
Yes.
Would you go to page 2, please? And tell me.
I'm showing that there's about 9% penetration rate, according to USAC, in the state of North Dakota.
That what's
9%? 9% of the eligible subscribers for Lifeline have Lifeline service in North Dakota.
Okay.
It looks like the total pot's about 70,000 and the actual number is about 7,000. And this is as of November of 23.
Okay. So I'm just guessing that it might be more, but by your estimate, 10 or 12 ETCs already operating across the state. On the second page of the application, in the middle of that second longer paragraph, It says it's to advance the public interest because it would enable the company to commence much needed lifeline services. Well, if there are 10 or 12 others already trying to provide this service and people just aren't signing up, what's the basis of that statement that, that you feel that this service is much needed?
I think I can, you know,
go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I think I can speak to, you know, I think we've identified there's the need, right, with some of those statistics. I think, you know, I can't speak to the other, you know, 13 ETCs and kind of how they operate, but I know that, you know, there's, I have seen varying degrees of attention, time, effort, resources that has been given towards, you know, how to get these customers, how to market towards these customers, how to, you know, advertise the availability of these lifeline and government supported services, as well as, you know, once the customer has expressed interest, how easy is it for the customer to kind of access the benefits, whether it's their lifeline benefits and what can they do with them. So I think that, you know, XS provides, you know, the, as one of the largest providers in the space, you know, we have a lot of focus to making it easy, multiple different channels that the customer can get in contact with us and get access to their benefits. So I can't speak to, you know, in relation to others' market penetration, but, you know, I think that is kind of underlying our statements in the application.
And some of the applicants mentioned that their salespeople do not work on commissions. I didn't catch that in here. Are your sales reps on commission, or are they just out there making your services available?
None of the sales reps are paid a commission based upon activations, which is the FCC rule. So there's different ways for compensation, but they're not compensated a commission based upon activations, which would violate the FCC rules.
Okay. And I think maybe for now, my last question. Well, no, it's not. Your base plan is $14 a month, correct? For a lifeline eligible person.
That's one of the three current plans offered by Infinity.
Well, I thought I seen a $14 a month one and a $20 a month one. What's the other one that I'm missing?
There's three. Let me pull the application here a second. I'm sorry. The tribal plan is free.
Okay.
But I'm guessing once XS is managing the company that these plans are going to become richer, because they're noted in the ACP industry to have the richest plans, best devices. They have approximately 2.5 million ACP subscribers.
That's correct. XS Telecom does have a variety of different plans at some variety, you know, different price points, different data points as well, that I think, you know, are very competitive and the reason why, you know, we're one of the largest providers in the space.
What's the status of ACP right now with that program?
Good question. Right now, the last full month of funding is April. There's partial funding for May. Activations were stopped on February 8th, as were applications for new providers. So it's possible that the ACP program, if it doesn't get funding, is going to die. But a lot of different speculation, what's going on in DC. I want to guess. I think I have my opinion on what's going to happen, but which makes companies like Access Telecom being able to sell Lifeline to at least offer these customers a subsidized service, because there's no way they can afford to continue to provide free service without the reimbursement from the federal government.
Yeah, that's interesting with that ACP program. I'm always, every time I think about it, I'm reminded of the old Ronald Reagan quote, something to the effect that the closest thing we have here on earth to eternal life is a government program. So we'll see once how this one turns out here in the next couple months.
Yeah, there's a standalone bill that has enough support if voted on, but the Speaker of the House is not going to let that be voted on. So what they're trying to do behind the scenes, there's tons of groups, all the public interest groups are behind this, FCC is behind it, but it's politics right now. But they're trying to get it tucked into one of these other spending bills coming up.
Okay. So what happens?
There's about 23 million people that rely on this right now, which is crazy if they would let this program lapse, but it may happen. And that's what one of the reasons they're doing this transaction with Infinity is to be able to offer their customers 2.5 million Lifeline service now. It'll be a richer service, and if ACP stays, then great, they'll have great service. If not, they'll have something as opposed to nothing. It's a tough situation right now, DC.
On the non-universal, on the non-tribal plan, the $14 a month for 1,000 voice minutes, what's the fee involved with that if someone goes over the 1,000 minutes?
I have top-ups. Let me see if, I don't recall if that's in the petition. I thought it was. Top-ups. $10 for 1,000 minutes and 1,000 text. $10 for 1 gig of data. $20 for 2 gigs, $30 for 4 gigs.
And top ups is if you go over the plan that you're signed up for.
Correct.
Okay. And then, so maybe my last question. So North Dakota administrative code requires for ETC status that you offer a local usage plan comparable to the one offered by the incumbent LEC. How is a plan that only allows 1,000 minutes with additional fees if anyone goes over that, how is that comparable to the plan that I believe all the LECs offer that is unlimited minutes for their base price?
Well, I gotta believe the unlimited plan off the top of my head is more than $14 or $10.
Well, it doesn't really say that the cost has to be comparable. The plan has to be comparable, and theirs does not offer unexpected costs if you decide to talk a lot, and it sounds like yours does.
I think the offering's in line with different providers, but I do think, as stated earlier, that once Access is getting more say in the management of the company, FCC approval, that they'll have richer plans.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Just to follow up, you know, when Randy was on, Commissioner Crispin was on page 2 about much needed lifeline, I believe, Ryan, you answered the question, or you're in your response just said, you know, based upon your observation, what you guys do, it's easier access, kind of alluding to your marketing that is much better. Can you elaborate a little bit more with your customer service reps not in state, how you plan on reaching and what you do different?
Yeah, so, you know, our main source of advertising and then connecting with customers is online. So through our website, Access Telecom, Infinity Mobile. And so that's where the customer is able to go through a guided experience where we find out a little bit more information about the customer, what their eligibility might be, and then connect them with what sort of plans, what sort of discounts, and what sort of, you know, in some cases, in some programs, devices as well, not necessarily with the Lifeline program. So I think that, you know, that is what I can speak to on our experience. And I think that if you are to visit the websites of other providers, right, it might not always be clear on how you can actually get their service. Some providers I've seen in the past have a bifurcated process where you need to send in a form, a PDF of some sort, email. And so I think our online enrollment and our connection with the customer is aimed at, you know, as frictionlessly as possible, connecting them with all the back-end government eligibility determinations to get them connected.
Okay. I think I'm just going to say the majority of the people who don't have it and need that accessibility are going to be limited and going into an online portal and applying. I think I'm just going to say they like that one-on-one experience, especially those that aren't connected yet.
You done?
Yeah.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thank you. I'm sorry that I missed the first part of this presentation, so you might have to repeat a little bit, but are you just seeking Lifeline offerings here, or and does that include the broadband as well, or explain to me what exactly it is you intend to just summarize what all you're planning to offer here to customers?
So yeah, I'll take that. The I think the offerings are on the application, right, where we've gone through the different plans. There is voice, data, and text that we offer through the Lifeline program. So that's, you know, traditional phone calls, texting, as well as mobile data, mobile internet. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure, and that's on page 22, I think. Yep, I missed the data piece. Tell me which government funding sources help you fund these various programs or these various plans?
Yeah, I think the two main government funding sources available to households that are seeking, you know, to get connected or having issues with affordability are the longest standing one that we've talked about, right, the Lifeline program. And so that's $9.25 in most instances a month discount that's available to eligible households. You know, I think in the larger picture, there is also the Affordable Connectivity Program. And so that is for most households, a $30 a month discount that they're able to use. And I think that, you know, the combination of those two provide up until, you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, households really only had that $9.25 from the Lifeline program, and now they are able to, you know, access more funding from the government to make these programs and connections and make you know, what they can get with this funding much more attractive.
And so, can you combine them? Can you get both?
Yes, the Lifeline and Affordable Connectivity Program can be combined on a single account.
Okay. And there's the eligibility for the ACP. Is that different from Lifeline?
The eligibility determination and kind of the administration from the FCC and USAC, who kind of administers the program for the FCC, that is within the same kind of apparatus. The National Verifier works with both the Lifeline and the ACP program. Lifeline does have a little bit, or I'll say it this way, Affordable Connectivity Program does have a bit more expansive eligibility and how a customer actually qualifies for the program. I believe on the mostly centered around the income level related to the federal poverty guidelines. Lifeline is there if you want to qualify through your household income. I believe that is based on your household size, but the line is set at 135% of the federal poverty guidelines. Affordable Connectivity Program as exists today is at 200% of the federal poverty guidelines for your household size. So very similar programs and kind of their administration and not too much of a difference on as far as, you know, Medicaid and SNAP are the two big programs that customers qualify mm-hmm. for Lifeline and ACP, and those are shared between the Lifeline and ACP programs.
All right, thank you for that refresher. Appreciate it. I don't have any other questions.
Victor or Brian?
Yeah, I just have a few things I'd like to go through. So I want to go back a little bit. I think earlier when we were talking about the number of Lifeline providers in the state, I think there was a number thrown out at them. And not to argue about a fact within the case and make us go into a formal, I would say we've probably approved 12 to 15 in the last couple of years alone. So I think the number is far higher than that. My estimate would probably be 30 plus. Just kind of shooting from the hip quite a bit, but I just wanted to kind of put that out there. And then I have a couple of questions. So earlier there was a reference to you currently have 1,400 customers within the state of North Dakota. Do you know nationwide how many customers you have of IM Telecom?
Lifeline customers, the last number that I saw was as of, I think, March 1st, around 60,000 Lifeline subscribers.
How about just any, not necessarily specifically Lifeline, but just any wireless customers?
I believe the vast or, you know, almost 100% of the Infinity Mobile subscribers are, you know, through the Lifeline program. I'd have to kind of double check on the expanding that towards ACP. I don't have that number right in front of me. I think we did mention XS Telecom does ACP currently, and we have over 2 million active customers.
Okay. Okay, and you are seeking statewide designation, correct? Not just in certain rate centers or census blocks, correct?
Correct, yes.
And you are confident in your ability to serve throughout the entire state?
I believe, or can't tell if it's background noise or somebody trying to jump in. The network coverages, the maps and the application, we're confident that they, because they're using some of the largest carriers that are out there, that they do or provide, an adequate level of coverage.
Okay. And then.
Hey, can I throw in a quick comment? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But, go ahead, Lance.
So I was looking at the Lifeline disbursement tool for February 24. Of the wireless Lifeline providers in North Dakota that came in through a compliance plan similar to Infinity, only five companies are drawing any funds for Lifeline right now. You got Telrite. 1,700 last month, Boomerang 195, Tempo $65, Air Voice about 6,000 and QLink about 13,000. So
sure.
Of all those companies have been approved, you got five that are actually providing service right now in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah. That's off the USAC federal.
That's off the funding disbursement search. So I can check any state, any carrier, et cetera.
Yep. No, I've gone into that tool before, and I wouldn't dispute for a second. I'm more so thinking, you know, kind of to Commissioner Christman's point from earlier, you know, so every couple of months, or quite honestly, as of late, since ACP is going away, every couple of weeks, if not even less than that, we get another application for an ETC that is coming here and telling us that they're going to, you know, get more of our subscribers who are eligible but not subscribed to the Lifeline program taken care of. And we continue to see those kind of dismal numbers on that, the USAC thing. So that was really my only point in that statement. So
I think the good news is they have 1,400 customers now, which is, if those 1,400 went from ACP to Lifeline, they'd be the biggest of those providers.
Certainly.
Thank you.
While we're kind of discussing the USAC disbursement tool, I know USAC has a tool that lets customers kind of see what providers are in their area. I think if you plug in a city in North Dakota, I plugged in Bismarck, there's only two Lifeline providers registered with their service, their kind of directory board, right, to let customers. So, you know, I think that matches up with, the figures that Lance was mentioning on kind of active participants in the space in the state.
Sure. Okay. And then kind of one final thought, and maybe Brian can put a finer point on this, but as far as the company ownership piece, I don't think that whole thing was laid out in the application, or at least I kind of missed it as I was thumbing through here. Would you be able to file just a couple of pieces. So one, if you can file something just kind of speaking to how many subscribers IM Telecom serves nationwide and in North Dakota currently, just so we have kind of a record of that. And then something kind of better describing what the current company ownership is and what the company ownership is intended to be upon approval by the FCC of the compliance plan.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, would you like a amendment to the petition?
It doesn't need to be an amendment. I mean, a letter from the company just kind of identifying those pieces would be sufficient.
Okay, thank you.
And that's all I had. Thank you.
Brian?
What is the contingency plan if something happens to the sale? Are you guys able to still operate under the name that you filed with us and move forward even if the sale falls through? Or if the sale falls through, are you guys done and not operating in North Dakota?
No, I think either way, the company's going to operate, but it'll definitely be on better financial footing with Access Telecom owning it.
Sure. Thank you. That's all I have.
Commissioners, anything else?
Nope.
Did either of you have anything else you wanted to add now after the question and answer time?
Nothing for me. Thank you. Ryan?
Yeah, I don't have anything else. I appreciate the time today.
Okay. Yes, thank you for your time. Sure.
Are there any objections to the evidence produced today becoming part of the official record? And there was nothing on paper, so I'm really talking about the recording.
No objection from staff.
No objection from the company.
Okay. Then the evidence that was produced today will become part of the record, upon which a final decision will be made. Is there anything else for the record? Hearing none, this informal hearing is closed. Thank you, gentlemen.